Okay, everybody, welcome to our latest episode of Parent Teen Talk. I'm Bree.
I'm Riley.
And we're daily, maybe a dollar short. What would you like to talk about today?
I thought we were talking about...
I hear his little nails.
Were we going to talk about extracurricular activities?
Yes, extracurricular activities. What are the benefits? What are the cons? Can you have too much? Can you have not enough? Do you want to do things? Do you don't want to do things? Really, I was looking for this the other day. This goes back in the closet.
Go ahead. I just heard that.
No, it's okay. That's okay. So, what are extracurricular activities? What's the definition?
An extracurricular activity or extra academic activity is an activity performed by students that falls outside the realm of the normal curriculum of school, college, or university education. Such activities are generally voluntary, social, and often involve others of the same age.
Okay.
So,
what are your extracurricular activities?
Extracurricular activities are Boy Scouts, Boy Scout crew, Boy Scout ship, Girl Scouts, karate, and that's it, right?
That's it for now.
And that's it for now.
But you also used to do sports.
I also used to do sports, yeah. And I really want to get back in soccer.
You just don't have enough time. Yeah. So, extracurricular, what do you think about extracurricular activities?
I think extracurricular activities are great. They are, you know, it's something that you do because you like to do it, and you're good at it. And
not necessarily.
Well, okay, but you like doing it. You could get good at it.
Not necessarily. Maybe you're doing extracurricular activities because your parents are making you do it. Maybe because you need to get better. Maybe because you need to become social. Yeah. There's a lot of things that go into it. So how old were you when you started doing extracurricular activities?
5.
Why 5?
No, 4.
You were 5 or 4?
I was 4. I remember I was the youngest in kindergarten. I was 4 years old.
You like doing something? You've been doing Girl Scouts since you were 4 years old. You've been doing Girl Scouts now for 10 mother freaking years.
No.
Does everybody look at you like you're crazy when you tell them you've been in Girl Scouts for that long?
Yeah.
They're like, why?
Yeah, so I've been in Girl Scouts since I was 4. 10 years now. And then I went on and off with a lot of things. I did cheerleading for a really small time when I was younger.
Not when you're that much younger. Chill out.
And then I did dance for a really long time.
You did dance for like 2 years.
Really long time. I miss it.
You don't have time for everything though.
I'll quit all of that stuff. It means I get to do what I want to do.
No.
Yeah. And then I did baseball and softball for... That I did for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I switched to soccer. And then I joined... And then I joined karate. And then I joined Boy Scouts.
And then you tell me all the time you don't like karate.
Do you see how frustrated I get after... class?
But it teaches you real world experience. Like, you have to learn how to deal with different personalities.
You mean just deal with adults?
What are you doing?
You mean just dealing with adults who...
But it's not just... I'm not talking about just that class in general. I mean, do you feel like being in, like, Girl Scouts and sports and stuff like that, do you think it gives you, like, a sense of belonging and a sense of community without being a parent there? Like, it gives you a chance to express yourself in different ways.
Makes you feel responsible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does it make you branch out, though, and, like, try things that you don't normally would do?
Not really. Because I've been doing most of this stuff for a while.
Yeah, but how about, like, there's times you want to quit, and I'm always like, maybe at the end of the season, you gotta finish a season out, girl.
Yeah,
girl.
Like, I've been wanting to quit Girl Scouts because Girl Scouts, I'm going to tell you the honest truth, Girl Scouts is not fun after middle school. It's not.
It's mostly designed for, smaller girls.
It's designed for younger girls. The only thing that the older girls get are the prizes. Which is frustrating.
But
I know it's good for my resume, but it's just...
I might have just your resume.
And for college, I know. And it's good to have these skills that I already have, that I've that I've had for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't feel connected with it anymore. The only reason why I'm sticking it out is because I get to go to camp and I can be a counselor. If I quit Girl Scouts, I can't do that.
Until you're an adult, then you can make an adult leader.
I'm not trying to become a leader for Girl Scouts.
Why?
That's so much drama in itself right there. Every troop we've gone to, there's been drama after drama.
But guess what? It's not the drama. It's the adults that make the drama. It's not the children.
Exactly. And I'd be a leader who has to take care of the adults.
You could just be like a volunteer leader. You don't have to be like a troop leader. I've never been a leader because I refuse, because I know my limits. I know when I have to say no, ma'am.
Yeah. It's just, I think Girl Scouts is made for younger girls, and I'm not a young girl anymore.
What do you think about their prizes and stuff like that?
Their prizes suck.
You think their prizes suck, or you just don't think they're sufficient and suited towards other girls?
Okay, they're not suited towards other girls. Like, they still do have trips to, like, Six Flags and fun stuff like that. But that's the only thing, and especially since we were in quarantine or we had COVID going on, the prizes aren't that good at all.
So, if you...
There's, like, no point in it.
If you can reach out to Girl Scouts, like, E and, like, people high up there, what would you tell them? How would you change Girl Scouts? How would you get people your age to join and still stay in it? You gotta remember, though, the older you get, the less likely you are to stay in extracurricular and clubs and activities that don't have to do with school, because you have other things going on. You get interested in boys. You get more schoolwork, you get jobs, you learn how to drive. So your interest in all these extracurricular, like when you're 5, this is great. I get to go somewhere, be around other kids versus I have to go somewhere and I have responsibilities, but I still want to do these fun things in this club. It's requiring me to be here and to do this. So how do you think Girl Scouts, dang it, could keep their memberships, and how do you think, I don't know, like, how do you...
I honestly don't know.
Like, if you were to sit down with E or whatever and have a powwow, what do you think you would say to her? Like, how would she, what would you say, like, what did you get out of Girl Scouts so far?
I learned important skills.
Like what?
Like, communication and talking to people and, you know, learning how, it's not really my own business, but it's like I'm selling stuff, you know what I mean? So I've learned how to advertise.
It's marketing.
Marketing, business ethics.
Confidence.
Yeah, confidence.
Money management.
Money management. We're listing it off.
Time management.
And it's also, you know, I've become friends with a lot of people. People I'm still friends with to this day. I've learned lots of cool, like, fun skills and just fun hobbies and stuff to do.
You have to go to cool camps and places you would have never got the opportunity to go to if you weren't a Girl Scout.
Places? Kind of.
You wouldn't have went to all these different Girl Scout camps and went to all these different events if you weren't a Girl Scout.
Yeah, that's true. But I just think that as a teenager, it's not appealing anymore. Because most of these things are for younger girls who will be like, hey, let's go to this, you know, 5-hour event or whatever. I get to talk to kids my age. I get to have fun and I get to, you know, learn about how to, like, all these fun cookie games on Cookie Rally. Which is, like, basically, it's the start of cookie season and they have, like, this big rally and it's big. That's not fun, really. Fun for me anymore, because most of these girls are little. These activities I've been doing for the past 10 years, so I already know how to do more than half of this stuff. I'm at the age where I'm where I've already done these younger activities for younger kids. I've already done them so many times. I'm tired of them.
But if you don't have a solution to, like...
But then I'm not old enough to, you know, be a counselor and to do all those cooler stuff up there. I'm in between. There's nowhere...
But that's why I'm asking you. What would be a good solution? Like, what kind of programs would you like to see aimed towards girls your age? I was never a Girl Scout. I didn't get to do any of this fun stuff. I was never in sports. I didn't do band. I didn't do anything like this. So for me, I feel like I was missing out on a huge... I could have been part of, like, a huge thing and had friends and had, you know, somewhere safe to go to and talk to my friends and be myself and express myself without my parent.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any of those. So for me, I'm so excited that you guys all have these opportunities. Whether or not you appreciate them, don't really know. But,
well, I mean, I appreciate being in Girl Scouts. It's just
I'm not talking about just Girl Scouts in general. I know. But that's what I'm saying is, how do you think Girl Scouts could, like I said, how could they retain their older girls, I guess, dedication and loyalty?
Honestly, I don't know that.
Well, then I feel like if you can't come up with a solution, or you're just part of the problem because you're just complaining about the things that they offer, but yet you don't have any ideas.
They can make get-togethers with girls our ages so we can talk and we can figure these things out. We can have, like, a committee for the older girls, and we can figure out, we can do camps together. Or it can do, like, a...
But that's what the camps are for.
Yeah, but the thing is, we have to worry about the younger girls, too, who don't want to do half the stuff that we want to do.
But that's what I'm saying is, your solution is to have a camp just for older girls.
Yes.
That's a solution. See, yes. You're saying you didn't have a solution or an idea, but that's an idea and solution.
Yes, a camp
for older girls. Having something... it would be really cool if you guys had, like, not a bait camp. But, like, something for older girls where it was, like, a cupcakes challenge or, like, a Pinterest failed. Something like that. Because it's all-inclusive. It could be towards other girls. It could be, like, a Pinterest failed or nailed it weekend. And you guys took up all these different ideas off Pinterest, off your Pinterest board, and see who can fail and make them. Or who can nail it or fail it. Mm-hmm. I think that would be pretty cool. It would be, like... You know, camping 101, who could survive the longest, and, like, with all these different Pinterest boards that you picked up for camping. Mm-hmm. Well, whose Pinterest board is the one who won? Which mm-hmm. one's failed?
Yeah. I also think that they should have, because not a lot of it is focused on survival and, like, skills like that. Most of it's, like, learning how to...
It's about friendship and community.
Friendship and painting rocks and helping the community, which is great. It's great. I love painting rocks and helping the community. But it's just, it's not as, like, exciting. Like, younger girls, they like doing that kind of stuff. They like, you know, going out. They like making new friends. They like doing all these fun things. As older girls, we've done, like I said, most of us have been doing this for years. We've done that before, and we want cooler things.
Well, I think the geocaching was pretty cool.
Yeah, geocaching's pretty cool.
That would have been cool if they did an older one for older girls.
Yeah.
Like a scavenger hunt. That would be really cool if you guys got together and, like, did a, like, not county, but what is it? Council? No. Central, like how they have Central West. I know they have Central West, and then they have, I guess so, High Desert. That'd be really cool if you guys all got together. High Desert did one, and then Central West did one, but like a scavenger hunt. Like a massive scavenger hunt.
That would be really cool. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Like have like...
Maybe like a weekend trip or like a week trip. Or
no, just like a weekend thing. Like, so even if it was like, you know, your troop these four troops participate in day one, and then... Mm-hmm. The other four troops participate in day two, and you guys try to get all your guys' clues, and whatever combined troops get the most clues wins.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Or, like, that would be really cool if you guys got together and got, like, a huge game, like, a huge water balloon fight, like, but then mm-hmm. that comes with a lot of waivers and stuff like that, but.
Mm-hmm. I also think that they should just, because most of the camps are like their age, like the older girls camp is considered grades 4 through 12. There's nothing like 9th to 12th, you know? So we're still with the younger kids, which I love little kids. I want to be a counselor at Camp on Water. I got to go through this summer. I can actually take.
You won't be able to. You don't have enough time.
It depends on if I don't go to half this stuff. But I just think that it'd be cool just to have, you know, those girls who are in 9th through 12th grade who are able to hang out for the whole week and to have fun, you know. And, yeah, I think it'd be cool because then we wouldn't have to worry about what the little kids want to do, because some little kids get scared of what we want to do. They don't want to do something, or they end up wanting to go to bed early, and then we all have to lights out by, like, 8
you guys,
p.m. Like,
or maybe you guys could get together and do, like, one giant escape room.
That would be cool. I've always wanted to do an escape room.
That'd I told you cool. last time you could have done it for your birthday, but... Mm. Okay, so let's talk about other extracurricular activities. So you like you're in Boy Scouts.
Yes.
So how does Boy Scouts help you? Do you think it, how does it, what skills does it give you? What does it,
so
what's the pro in your life with Boy Scouts? I shouldn't say Boy Scouts anymore. I know it's BSA,
it's BSA now, or just considered Scouts, but I still call it Boy Scouts because I'm also in Girl Scouts, so it's confusing. Boy Scouts, lots of survival skills, like how to start a fire, how to make a flare, how to, like, first aid. They have 137 different merit badges for 137 different skills you can learn. And, it's cool because there's never not something. Like, you always have something you can do.
Yeah. It gets to be a lot. Like I told you, my life does not revolve around Scouts.
If you want to be in Scouts, you kind of have to put a lot of your commitment in it. It's like, how do I explain it? You have a lot to do. You have activities, fun activities, but then you also have those, like working. Okay, so I gotta compare Girl Scouts to Boy Scouts real quick. This is gonna be really funny. Girl Scouts, you move up to different, I don't want to say ranks. It's considered what they are, right? Ranks?
Levels.
Like, levels. They have different levels. And once you turn a certain age or you're in a certain grade, you move up a level. You know, Daisy, Brownie, Junior, Cadet, Senior, Ambassador. I'm a senior, technically, actually. Because I'm in high school. And then Boy Scouts, though. You don't move up by age. You move up by the... by your skill. So you start
It's by
off,
your skill, and it's by your age.
No. Xander is, like...
Cohen's age.
He's 11, and he's already almost where Chris is at.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn high up, and Chris is however old he is. So, and then in Boy Scouts, you start by working on your scout, and you have to work up and get these certain survival skills.
Certain. I'm laughing because...
Survival skills.
Hold on, I'm laughing because on TikTok, they were like, did you know people from California have an accent? And everybody started clowning. They're like, people from California don't pronounce their T's. And I was laughing because mountain was one of them. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves whenever you say...
Mountain.
Mountain. They're like, say Santa Ana, and everybody says Santa Ana.
Santa Ana.
You said a Huntington.
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 Say Huntington.
Huntington.
Say Huntington.
But when you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huntington, Santa Ana.
Yeah.
It's just mountain.
Yeah, it's like most people from California don't pronounce the T, and I was like, it's funny. So it's just my big, you know, my biggest pet peeves is when you say mountain.
Mountain.
I'm like, it's not a mountain, it's a mountain.
Mountain.
Anyways, continue. I forgot what we were talking about.
Grotto. I say grotto instead of grotto. Grotto.
Okay, anyways, continue.
So, and then in Boy Scouts, you have to learn these certain skills, like how to use a pocket knife safely, how to chop wood. You have to have, like, an hour of community service. You have to be able to whip and to use a rope. Know, like, 3 to 4 different knots. And then you have to talk, like, it's just a lot. And you move up by how fast do you want to move up? You move up by your dedication to your rank. And you move up and you move up and you have until you're 18 to try to earn Eagle, which is, like, the highest rank advancement. And there's also, after Eagle, there's different cool, like, you can join the OA and you can be the Brotherhood. And there's a lot. And it's a lot cooler because there's so much you can do. And it motivates you to do it because you only have until you're 18 in Scouts. Yeah, so I've learned a lot of skills. How to start a fire, how to make a flare, how to do first aid on someone, how to give someone CPR.
Does it make you feel weird to be a girl in Boy Scouts?
Okay, sometimes, because, yeah, so most of the kids in our group are younger, and they're all pretty much boys. There's maybe
4 girls.
There's 3, Violet, Prudence, Charlotte, Alexa, Jasmine, Pop-Tart, and me.
So 8.
There's 7.
That's
8. That's
7. I thought you had your
thumb. That's 7. So we have 7 girls out of, like, I want to say 35 kids. The rest are boys, and most of them are all younger. So I guess it's kind of weird because there's times when the rest of the girls don't show up to meetings and I'm the only one. And it's kind of weird because, like, it's kind of weird. And,
But think about this. When you go for a job and you have these male coworkers, and maybe if you're the boss, you won't feel intimidated anymore because you're a female in a powerful position.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm also ASPL of our troop, which means I'm the assistant leader. Because the adults don't really run the troop. It's the kids who pretty much run the troop. So I'm the assistant leader of our whole troop.
Oh, see, we should have had a good, we should have had Kevin. Could have been, like, our co- or...
Oh, my God, that would have been fun. Kevin would have made that so much fun.
If he wasn't sleeping. He's always sleeping.
He's always asleep.
He works a lot, though.
Yeah.
He works hard.
Yeah.
Unlike me. I sit my butt all day now.
You still work hard. You and Dad work hard.
Please. I sit on my butt all day. My butt was so sore from sitting on that chair.
Yeah, I was just working, like, hard.
Literally, it's my butt is just sitting there. I'm like, you should have seen me. Actually, I had to get up, and I was like, I got to walk in place. I was like, walking in place,
yeah,
waiting
for
the phone.
You.
I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh, there's somebody's calling me. I got to answer the phone.
Yeah, so, it's... Yeah, it's really cool. It's a lot more fun. There's a lot more to do. Yeah.
No. What about sports? How do you feel about sports?
Sports is amazing. I miss sports.
Hated sports, so you hated it.
I miss it. I miss, like, sweating a lot, and I miss having the adrenaline rush, and I miss feeling...
Even though you used to tell me you hated it because you were the smallest one, and you felt like you never got any playtime.
So... And then I also was, like, felt super good about myself, and I felt like I was taking care of myself because I was running around and being super active and, you know, going through conditioning and just staying super healthy and getting a lot of exercise. I don't get any exercise now. I think I work out all the time because I can't run around all the time.
You can take the dogs for a walk. That's considered an exercise.
Yeah, but I need to run, like, run. Go
no,
miles,
run.
Run. No, not with the dogs. It's not the same. They stop and they smell and they poop and they start barking.
And that's the safest thing to do is run with Nova.
You can go and run with me.
Look, I'm old.
I want to go on 5-mile runs. I want to do all
of it. Yeah, okay, 5-mile
The other day I went on a 2-mile run.
To where?
During spring break, I ran around here 2 to 3 miles. I have it on my phone, on my Strava app. I can show you. I really miss running around and having that adrenaline and just, you know, feeling like I'm doing my body really well because I'm staying fit and healthy and active.
You do
and
that
just,
with yoga at night. That's just it. That's being active.
It's not giving me an adrenaline rush.
You don't need an
adrenaline.
It's
not making me running around and feeling like I'm... No, like the burn in my feet and my legs and just like my heart pounding. That's what I love about sports.
I
do
too. I like running too. But
exactly.
I did so good right before quarantine. But
I can't do this. I can't do that anymore.
I did so good. I good was running job, in the morning, Mom. And then I was like, yeah, every day me and the dogs, and then quarantine, and then I'm not.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Stop.
I miss it.
Stop.
I miss being able to run all the time. I don't want to run with the dogs. I've already tried to do it. Nova and Dax took me out.
They have the safest pets to take. Even though Nova's the
sweetest. Look, I have a scar. Where did it go?
You have a scar that you can't even find.
See that scar?
No. Just a line. I got plenty of scars. Yeah. Guess what?
Look, I have plenty of scars too. I have this from an X-Acto knife.
Look, let's not even talk about knives that you give with your...
I don't have scars. Wait, do I?
You want to tell the world what you did?
I tried committing suicide.
Tried, and then she lied about
it. Actually, I didn't try. I thought about it. I was really thinking about it. I didn't attempt... Well, no.
You did, because that's why we asked why there are box cutters in the bathroom.
I didn't cut that deep.
Doesn't matter.
I, like, barely even, I, like, you know, like, when you accidentally, like, when you run into the bed and you're like, mother trucker. And you have, like, that white line right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that's not what this episode is about. Extracurricular activities. What else about extracurricular activities?
Does it help with your mental health when you know that you get to go out and be around other people?
Yes. And I feel, okay, one of, like, the best ways I, like, cope with anger... And if my mental health is doing really badly, one of the best ways I cope is I work out. Because it makes me feel like I'm doing...
I'm not talking about working out. Well, it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like, running around, being in sports, doing all that. Like, running and, yeah, saying active and extracurricular activities. Yeah, just working out in general. It just makes me feel better about myself because I'm helping myself mentally, physically, and emotionally.
Keep myself mentally awake, physically fit, or something like that.
Physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
If you don't know, now you know. That's kind of the Boy Scout. Is that the oath?
Oath, yeah.
On my honor.
So, no, stop. No, not now. Let me finish this first. No.
On my honor.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country and to obey the scout law. To help other people at all times to keep myself physically strong.
Keep yourself physically strong.
Mentally awake and morally straight.
I will karate chop you in the face.
Okay, so. Stop. Okay. So, working out. It helps me mentally because it makes me feel good about myself. And I'm thinking, hey, I'm working out. I'm making my body stronger.
There's other ways to get the adrenaline and dopamine into your body.
Yoga.
I'm not just saying yoga. But there's different kinds of ways for your body and your mind and all that to be free and relaxed.
Yoga is definitely not. It actually puts more questions and stuff in my head because it gives me all this time to think.
So you're doing the opposite. You're supposed to sit here and you're supposed to make your mind draw to a blank.
When I try to make my mind draw to a blank, it's like, wait, but there's this.
I just always imagine myself on a beach and it's just me and sitting there in Saipan with the waves crashing over me.
You know, this is what I imagine. There's me, you know, running as fast as I can through.
Yeah, you don't even imagine forest. Anything.
Yes, I
okay,
do.
So anyway, so we talked about sports, but how do you think it helps you? How do you think it'll help you in the future? Like all these extracurricular activities?
Well, number one thing my mom likes to say. It looks good on your resume when people see that you've been in this in Girl Scouts from when you were 4 to when you were 18 or whatever. And from when you were in Boy Scouts from when you were 13 to when you're 18. And when you're in soccer and you do all these sports and that's good. See, you know what? You were right. You know why I want to join sports again? Because it helps me get a scholarship.
Duh.
So how can I join again?
You can't right now. You have too much on your plate.
I'll quit.
You can get scholarships for karate.
I don't want a scholarship for karate.
I'm just telling you.
I don't I don't even think I'm going to be in karate for until I'm in college. Until I go to college. Till the end of high school.
Yeah, you could become a karate master.
I don't want to become a karate master.
Why? Because then you could earn money on the side teaching kids. Be like, Wu Sao, I'll teach you how to... Kia! Kia, 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 Kia!
It's not giving me adrenaline. It doesn't do that.
It's supposed to teach you discipline and structure. That's what it is.
It teaches me stance and how to get really annoyed at someone in 5 seconds.
But it's also teaching you how to be calm and deal with other people and different learning styles.
Karate doesn't calm me. If anything, it gets me more mad.
Obviously, you have an issue with trying to stay calm. This is what these activities are supposed to do. They're supposed to harness the inner chi in your body, your inner you. Yeah, I know how you stay calm. You scream in your pillow, and you read at night.
I cry.
And you read at night.
I cry.
And you lie about stand
up. I cry.
It's okay. We all cry.
No, I have like an un... Like, I cry.
Come here.
No, stop. I cry at least 2 times a day. Well, that's not healthy.
You're a teenager. Teenagers cry about a lot. Your hormones are all over the place. Look at my nice ear. I can't even get it on.
No. I just... karate makes me really uncomfortable. Lately.
If you want to quit, you tell them that you're quitting.
I literally have to sit on top of old men. The oldest one I have to sit on is 62.
But you said it didn't make you uncomfortable.
No, because I try to put myself with certain people. I try to put myself with Lizzie.
Okay, then you need to tell him.
I try to
I'm not there, I didn't see you sitting on an old man.
Yeah, because I actually told him. I said I... He saw my face because he said, oh, yeah, let's... So,
I'm glad that you spoke up for yourself. So, you got to know, you know your limits. Just tell them that you're not uncomfortable.
See, and even, when I was doing it with Zach, this kid who I've been doing with... Because everyone was gone for a long time. It was just me and Zach. So, we had to do Americana. We had to do all these takedowns.
Where was Dad at?
No, Dad was at karate, too. But, the people, in class... Really mean Zach, you know, that quiet kid, super quiet.
Why don't you just...
Blue belt.
Why don't you tell Sensei that you're not comfortable with that and then move on from that? Just tell him, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. See, I didn't know any of that was going on. You never told me any of that.
What?
About having to partner with somebody else and it made you uncomfortable and why it made you uncomfortable.
It makes me uncomfortable because I feel like, okay, first off, I literally don't even know these people. They don't talk to me. I don't talk to them because
you don't have to apologize for that. You need to learn how to speak up for yourself and tell Sensei,
yeah,
hey, this is not okay, and I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to tell. Mm-hmm. And if he has a problem with it, he can talk to me about it. Because clearly I didn't see that when I was there yesterday.
Yeah, because I try to hide it. I try not to act all uncomfortable. And then...
Why?
It didn't happen when you were there. And then they always try to point me out and try to get... They're like, oh, but she's a green belt. She should do this. She's the only green belt. And I'm like, what's... I'm green belt. This girl next to me, Lizzie, she's brown belt. Dommy is brown belt. Why are you pointing it all at me? So then I'll have to do something. And it's just like...
You're venting about one sport. But we would talk about the pros and the cons. The cons also is... You're always busy. You never have time during the week to relax. Your homework, you get behind your homework. You get behind on your chores.
Well, okay.
We end up fighting.
My homework isn't... I actually don't get too behind on homework. I usually do it the next day. Or if it's an assignment that I don't do for a while, my teacher understands why. Either because it's hard, or it's because I just don't... I haven't had the time to do it. It's a really long assignment. And most of my teachers understand because they're just glad that I'm doing the work.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense because you literally have parents that are home with you to make sure you do it.
I know.
So I feel like you telling them that you didn't have time is a cop out.
Okay. And then, yeah, so, why do I feel like crying right now? I always feel like crying when we talk about extracurricular activities.
Because there are always things that you want to do and you don't think it's fair that I told you no. No,
it's stressful. It's stressful.
Why?
I don't know. It just is.
Extracurricular activities are supposed to be hobbies and things that you do for fun to help you become a better person, to help you with your mind, to help you in life in general. It shouldn't be an obligation that makes you miserable. My extracurricular activity is hiking, reading, and that's about it. Yelling.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's hard because I have something literally every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So...
He must have been on our bed.
So,
if you heard that, that was Aaron going and yelling at Dax for laying on mine and his bed because Daxie Maxie is a dirty pup.
So since I'm busy all the like every day, I have something to do. It's hard because I don't get any personal, like. I don't get me time.
But you do.
No, I don't.
In the morning when everybody's at school and I'm at work.
That's when I'm doing homework.
Why aren't you doing homework the night before?
Because I have to get ready for bed the night before and I have to do the rest of my chores after coming home from something.
Half the time your chores aren't even done anyways, but...
It's like this. Okay, I wake up, I have to make sure Cohen and Riker are ready. I have to make sure... Dad, or I have to make sure that Riker's ready for you can take him to school. You come back, I do homework, I get ready for school, I clean up some stuff, and then I make sure that Dad takes Cohen to school, and then...
And why? Your dad is an adult. He knows what time he has to
get there. Make sure Cohen actually goes and he's already ready, because sometimes he's not ready at all.
Right, but it's not your responsibility. If he ends up making himself late for school, that's his own fault. He's the one who has to deal with the consequences.
Yeah, but then he's screaming, and I don't... You're at work, and, you know, you're in your room at work, and that's just, like... It's loud.
Okay, but I'm the parent. I have to deal with the consequences.
Okay, you getting fired is a big consequence.
Yes, so then, but you were a child. Hey, listen. It's not your job to parent them. Yes, I ask. That's why I get Riker's clothes ready at night. That's why I try to get his stuff done. It's fine. He just has to be dressed and ready by the time that I have to take him 7 because I only get a 15-minute break.
Yeah, I know.
But as far as Cohen's 11 years old. He's got to learn to sink or swim. He's going to have to learn how to get himself ready because it's his responsibility. If he goes to school dirty and with messed up hair and he gets teased, then he's going to have to deal with the consequences.
Yeah. But then, like, when I get to school, because usually I get at school, like, 10:45, and we don't have to start getting to school till 11:05. So usually I do homework then, or I do assignments that I have due that day that we're going to learn in class. I try to do the things that I understand then. And then I check to see if I have any missing assignments. I get ready and I talk to some friends real quick. And then I go to class. And then usually right after school, I have karate. I get picked up, we go straight to karate and I get dressed and I help teach class. And then I have 30 minutes to go home, do whatever.
You don't have to teach class. I don't understand why you feel the need to teach the class.
I was personally asked.
Okay, but you don't have to. Just because you're asked to do something doesn't mean you need to say yes.
I know,
but learn boundaries.
The thing is, I asked Dad to leave me at home so I can do chores, and he says no. I have to come with him. So what's the whole point of going, sitting there, doing pretty much nothing?
Do you think that he doesn't leave you at home because maybe he thinks you're not going to do your work and you're going to fall asleep or not do your chores?
Sometimes we all need a nap. What? So then throughout the day, I have so much going on, and usually I don't get home until around 8, 8:30-ish. eat dinner, get ready for bed, make sure I got everything done, or do stuff, or convince my mom to let me do it in the morning, and then I have to be in bed by 9:30. Where in that schedule says me time?
Sometimes the me time is only a 15-minute break.
That doesn't mentally help me. And then we have something to do on Saturday and Sunday.
Not always. We didn't do anything last weekend. Booyah.
We cleaned.
Okay. You guys did not clean as much.
I mowed the front yard, the backyard. I helped clean up.
And did you get paid?
I built a greenhouse.
Did you get paid? Yes, is it something you wanted to do? I told you if you wanted to do it.
I did it because I needed the money. I needed to pay off dues and stuff.
Nobody told you how to pay for those dues, but anyways. But that's the thing, is you're learning. This is a life skill that you're learning. You're learning that you have to do balance, and you're learning to make things a priority, and your mental health is a number one priority. Because have you ever heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? Mm. So it means you can't take care of other people if you don't take care of yourself. If your teapot is empty, how could you pour somebody tea? You can't. Just like when when you're on the airplanes and they tell you to put the oxygen mask over yourself before you help somebody else.
Mm.
Because if you can't help yourself, how can you help somebody else? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's why I have learned as an adult. I know what my limits are. I know that I don't have time. And there's some things even though I really want to go do it, I'm like, you know, it's not a priority to me. I don't have time. Like, I have a friend who wanted to borrow some of our stuff and then wanted me to come out and drop off the stuff. And I said, why am I going to drive all the way out there and do this, but yet I can't, you know what I mean? I can't. Yeah. I can't make it a priority. I had to learn how to say no. I had to learn how to say no instead of being taken advantage at work. I was giving away my time and not getting paid for things because I was burning myself out for other people. I was doing things to help other people, but I wasn't helping myself. You got to learn how to place value on yourself. Because nobody else is going to care that they run you into the ground. Nobody else is going to care. Once you are done, they'll just find somebody else to ask. I love you to pieces. And I'm glad you have these extracurricular activities that help you grow as a person. And help you and teach you different life skills. And all these things that you'll take into adulthood. But I also tell you at the same time, you've got to learn to prioritize. You got to see what's important to you and what's not. If you don't want to do karate anymore, that's fine. It'll be just your brothers.
Yeah, I feel that because you guys paid for it.
There's going to be a lot of things like that.
And I'm already up there at green belt.
It's up to you. Is it worth it to you to keep going? Is it worth crew and ship? You're literally at Scouts four nights a week. Technically five.
I'm probably going to quit crew. It's not going anywhere. It hasn't gone anywhere for the past 3 months.
What time is it? Ooh, we got 15 minutes.
I should do a bonus episode.
Of what?
I'm going to talk about more stuff. Why not? Talk about our personal life. It's just like vent.
I don't have anything going on in my personal life. My personal life is boring.
Well, I have a lot, and I would need your input on it, and this will give us time for you to hear it all. What?
Go ahead.
Well, no, because they're still talking about...
Do you think you would be a quiet person if you didn't have all these extracurricular activities? Do you think you'd much be a much more reserved person?
I actually think I'd be a lot quieter.
I think it's pretty cool. You've met a lot of cool people through all these different extracurricular activities.
Yeah, I have. Like, one of my closest friends literally runs all of Inland Empire's Boy Scouts.
all of, like, the you have the USA. And she also runs, like,
Anastasia?
This. No, Emily. Her name's Emily. And I met her at a Boy Scout camp in December, and we talk all the time. And now I'm close with her, and she's...
Well, without Girl Scouts, you also wouldn't have met your best friend, Sierra.
Yeah. My best friend, Sierra, she listens all the time before she goes to bed.
She does?
Yeah.
Hi, Sierra.
Hi, Sierra. She's going to call me, like, soon. She's gonna be like, oh, my God. She runs a little late, though, because sometimes she goes to bed really early. Mm. She has soccer and flute.
Mm-hmm. So she does a lot
of it. She has Girl Scouts, soccer, flute, and dance.
Do you think she's just as busy as you? And do you think she goes through the same thing where she doesn't have Sierra time? Sierra.
Yeah, she's really... But she's a lot more... positive, and she and her like schedule match, like our schedule, like my schedule matches, but it's like really, really close. Like, she doesn't have something to do every single day. Usually she has two things to do in one day, and she doesn't have it like overlapping and stuff. And she usually has at least one or two days off in the week. I don't have that
because you decided to put yourself into more scouting trips that I told you not to do.
I know.
I literally had you in Girl Scouts, and then I put you in karate.
But I think the cool thing is about, like, I think the reason why we've still, like, we're still best friends, even though we're both busy, we don't see each other as much as people think best friends would, it's because we both understand that we both have really busy schedules. Like, when she spent the night last time, during spring break, like, last month or whatever, we were talking about it, and she's like, I'll see you when I see you. We can hang out when we're able to hang out, because I know you have a busy schedule, and I have one, so we'll figure it out once we're able to talk again. I was like, okay, cool. And then she just left. Like, it's because we both understand how busy we are and how we both barely have time for ourselves.
I'm just letting you know. Guess what? Your friends will come and go. Give me those. I was wondering. I was like, yeah, this thing is really short now. But the thing about it is that I've been friends with my coworker, my boss, Sayonara, who kind of looks like me. It's funny. I told her that today. She goes, well, duh. She says we are sisters. She always calls us sisters.
Sisters.
S-E-A.
Yeah.
So it was funny. But anyways, look, I've known her. Said we've known each other since we were 13. That's like 20-something years.
Dang.
25 years.
Dang, girl.
I know. Jeez. I know. So we've known each other for 25 years, Riley.
That's insane. A long time.
I know.
Oh, look, you're my best friend.
My bestie. What's up, girl?
What's up, Jessie?
She doesn't listen. She's too busy.
She's too busy.
She's so funny. Well, guess what? Talk about somebody who doesn't make their own health a priority. That girl. She literally would stay up, like, editing for hours and hours and honing her skills.
Her awesome skills.
But anyways, I'm telling you, you can quit if you think something's not going to work out for you. There's no point in doing it. Now, when you were younger, and if we paid for soccer, and you're just like, I don't want to go anymore. I'm like, no, girl, you're going to finish out the season because you're part of a team. We signed up for it. But guess what? It's not life or death if you don't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn that you have to prioritize your mental health. You got to prioritize your schedule. Schoolwork comes first.
I haven't taken those vitamins in a while. I have to start taking them again. Because that's what...
Did it help you?
Makes me really tired, but it helps. That's kind of what they are. And I take this I don't take the right amount to, like, help with... Because, like, you have to take a certain amount in order for it
amount
to help.
Amount?
You have to take a certain amount...
No,
every day.
You don't have to take a certain amount.
It helps if you take a certain amount.
No, it's literally just a vitamin. And there, if you read in the bottle, everything will tell you. Talk to a doctor first. It's literally a vitamin. You'll be okay. And there's no set amount that's going to make or break you. It's like I said, it's not a drug. It's a vitamin.
I wish I had a drug of it. That sounds really bad with me saying that right now.
How much time we got left?
Like, 50. We have 10 minutes. Oh, my God. That's, like, your graveyard of freaking notifications. That's only from today. I know. There, look it. I told you.
It's only from today.
We should do another episode after this.
No, I'm just too tired.
Venting one.
I need to shower and I
can eat. I call my friend then and have an episode with her?
No. Who? Exactly.
No. Sierra.
Sierra. Every time you say Sierra.
Yeah, that this song. Beat is, she actually did a dance to that on her with her dance team.
That's pretty funny.
She was the main dancer for that, her name's Sierra. She's a really good dancer, too. She's really good.
She's skinny, and she's, like, not, like, skinny like that, but she's limber. You know what I mean? She's not, like, skinny and, like, a giraffe and, like, falling over and clumsy. She's, like, proportioned. She's coordinated.
Yeah.
Like, when we used to watch her play soccer. Isn't that funny? Because when you guys were playing soccer, you guys weren't even friends. Isn't that funny? Stop it. And then what? Now all of a sudden you guys are friends now that you guys don't play soccer?
No, she plays soccer.
No, and then you guys don't play soccer together. Mm. The soccer team that you hate it.
She was on Spring Select. She was good. She was good. Ow! These are my links!
Ow! Okay, let's finish. Okay, so, what do you?
Can I call Sierra?
No. How do you think you being in extracurriculars is helpful to your brother?
I think which brother?
Well, Cohen.
Cohen, I think it helps sometimes, like somewhat, because he gets to run around and have fun and just take all his energy.
Ow! You punched me in the head.
I can't.
You punched me in the head.
You got them all. You got them.
I'll sit my fat butt on you. Anyways, how do you think extracurriculars helping with your... How do you think extracurriculars helping with your brother?
I sound like a car.
Huh? How do you think it's helping him? I think it helps going because he can run around like a ninny with all the kids with these other behavioral ADHD.
I think if he was in extracurricular activities, I think if he wasn't in these extracurricular activities, I think that if he wasn't in these extracurricular activities, he wouldn't have as many friends.
Give me mine. I think that this is cool because he's met a lot. He's met a lot of kids.
With him, like, you off the bed.
With ADHD like him. I think it's good for him that he's not the only crazy ninny running around out there going, hey, I'm a monster, man!
But he also doesn't focus. Like, I think these certain extracurricular activities.
But that's why Scouts is good for him because all these kids have mental behavior issues. Dude, those shorts are too short. I could see your vagina. Vagina. So anyways, I think it helps because Cohen is able to run around. Do it. I dare you. Okay. I dare you spray that on me. Okay. I dare you. Yeah, do it. Hey, better watch out when you're sleeping. You sleep with your mouth wide open.
Let me see your hand. How do you know that?
Do it. Do it.
I did it.
No, you didn't. Anyways, I think that it helps Cohen be around kids that are... It doesn't have to be structured. There is no right or wrong. He's able to run around like a ninny. Like, soccer was fun for him, but it got to be the point where the kids were older and they wanted to be in competitive, but Cohen's not a competitive person because his maturity isn't there. So the soccer didn't work out for him.
I think, like we've said, I think track and, like, cross country would be really good for him because he'd be able to run around, take all his energy out, and it's not, okay, it's competitive, but it's not as competitive, and it's not, like, a big sport with a lot of people, so I think that...
But we gotta try to convince him to do track. But in Cohen's mind, it's something he has to want to do, not something we have to tell him he should do.
Yeah, but... Either way, there's always going to be those people who make fun of him. There's always going to be those people who... He's always going to have that little extra energy that's not enough. Like, that cross country really? Or that scouts can't
fix.
But there's nothing wrong with him. Yeah, you can't fix something that's not the, there's nothing wrong with him.
Yeah, I know. But I just, yeah.
And I think for Riker, it's cool to be in this extracurricular, the scouties, and karate, because it gives him, it gives him, especially with this quarantine, it's helped him, because he's still around other kids. He's not by himself. Stop doing that. He's not by himself. So he's constantly around other kids instead of just you guys. He has to learn how to coexist with other kids.
Yeah.
So, what everybody else has been suffering during this pandemic, with karate, it was a way for him to get out. It was a sense of normalcy. He got to do other things.
I think Riker struggles with karate, though, because he doesn't like being corrected. He doesn't like not being good at something.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever, whenever he messes up, and, like, sensei corrects him, he gets really frustrated. And he'll tell me about it later on in the day. And he'll be like, I'm going to quit karate because I'm not good for it. And I don't know how to do it correctly.
But it's good if he, once he learns, he's going to feel so much better about himself. He's going to be like, oh my gosh, I conquered this. I was able to do something. What?
God,
no, you didn't. You're a liar. Open your hand. You're a liar. Anyways, okay. So it's cool because he's able to, the thing is, all these extracurricular activities, they make you push yourself, make you go out of your comfort zone. Do it. I dare you. I dare you, girl.
Push you out of your, girl, don't do it. It's not worth
it. I'm not gonna do it, girl. I was, this is mom abuse.
This is daughter abuse.
This is mom abuse. This, you just,
daughter abuse.
Want to know who they'd believe, me or you? A little old lady or a young teenager?
Excuse me. Ow!
Why'd you hit me?
I didn't hit
you. Yes, you did. Ow! Stop! Stop touching me! Stop poking me!
I'm on the other side of the bed.
You stop hurting me! Why are you hurting me? Ow! Stop! Stop it. Stop trying to fake it like you're, I'm hitting you. You're terrible. Stop hitting me.
I'm not touching you. Ow!
Stop. Stop touching
Stop
me.
Anyway,
this was the latest episode of Parenting Talk.
Mom, tell them that was you, because now they're going to believe
me. No, you're hitting me.
CPS, it's her. She's abusing me.
APS, Adult Protective Services. My daughter is beating me.
I'll call CPS.
Go for it. Go. Do it. Ow! That hurt.
See, that's when she's being serious, guys.
Sheesh! I'm hit! Ow! Ow, your nails are sharp! All right. That was the latest episode of Parenting Talk. Thanks for hanging out. I'm Bree.
I'm Riley.
Stop hitting me.
I'm not touching
you. Stop hitting me. Come join us next week when we talk about, I don't know, because I don't have an episode idea in the top of my head.
Ow.
Stop hitting me. And we're out. Peace out.
Parenting Talk.
Ow.
Ow.
Peace out. Go. Peace out, Mo.
No. Stop.
I'll rip your dog's head off. One. No. Two. Oh, you're going to rip his head off. Parenting Talk, we love you. Email us at brichie08@gmail.com. I'm going to have to send you proof that Riley's beating me. I will take a picture. Stop hurting me.
I'm not. You're hurting me.
All right. Bye. Parenting Talk. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Say goodbye, doggy.
Goodbye. Stop. Woof, woof. Touch.
Come on, you baby.
End it.
No. I'll end your life. End your life. Bye.